This period of time will be the guided meditation, metta meditation. And invite you to adopt a posture that feels supportive for that exploration. And we're going to use the calling to mind beings and offering phrases style of practice. And this time we'll see if we can build up a bit of momentum with someone for whom the connection is quite easy, and then move it a little bit wider into more kind of neutral relationships. Something a little bit more expansive, expanding that range beyond its normal range. Maybe we'll begin with just a little bit of time, just with the breath or with sounds, and general feeling of connecting with the body, connecting with this moment. So getting familiar with the condition of the mind now, is it relatively steady or is it more in a wandering mode? Bringing kindness to however we find ourselves, however we're appearing right now. But also in that atmosphere of kindness, just making any adjustments we feel may help in the posture, in the intensity of the practice, in any other way, how we're making effort, what we're bringing here. Inviting in a being that there's a relatively easy relationship with, any kind of being, with whom the relationship feels quite smooth, quite a good connection. A sense of love can flow from us to them, from them to us. Kindness, relatively easy. We'll just spend a few moments just in connection. Not adding any phrases, not doing any additional practice, just connecting. Maybe the image of them is kind of coming more and more into focus. Maybe the felt sense of their being is coming more into contact. It doesn't have to be well detailed or defined in any way, just resonating with that feeling of another being, or imagining another being. Use your imagination, use your felt sense to discover kind of how do you want to connect with this being. It could be the image of them fills the mind's eye, the kind of visual part of the mind is full with the vision of them. Could be maybe we're more energetic kind of beings, we feel their presence somewhere in the energy of this being. Sometimes I imagine there's kind of a warm, welcoming cave in the heart, somewhere maybe around where I sense the chest area, and that space welcomes this being in, where they can rest, be comfortable, be at ease. It's a very large, very intimate space. Finding your own pace, your own rhythm with this, your own sense of the energy you wish to offer into the practice, what feels helpful. Maybe you want to have some relaxing breaths while maintaining this sense of them. You may find that if the mind is very malleable, or if the mind is quite quiet, this could be the metta practice itself. We just bring a being to mind and just resonate in that field of friendship, connection, kindness. In this particular practice, we're wanting to really develop the felt sense of the connection, the relationship, the care in there. So we can use some phrases to get that flowing, and then we can bring it to other beings. So inviting you to notice, as you connect with this being, imagining, feeling their presence, we notice there's this natural wish, if you had the choice, that they would feel well. Feel a sense of well-being. Whatever that wellness means for you, just wishing that for them, may you be well. Include a sense of may you be healthy. May you have clarity in the mind. May you feel well. Simply using your own words, your own language, your own expression. If it's helpful, it can also be useful to help the words carry personal kind of meaning for us by remembering a time that we felt well, felt energized in the body. Maybe when you come from being sick, that real bright feeling of, I can do things again. The body is alive, it's awake, it's energized. Strong. And that's what we wish. We wish you to feel well, really well. So each time we share the phrase, we share that meaning of it, what it means for us. Our body somewhat comes alive to express and radiate wellness to them. And then likewise in the mind, maybe there's a brightness in the mind, clarity. Not confused. Not dispersed or distracted. Very well in the mind. Whatever that is, brightness or whatever else, just letting that radiate from this mind to them. As an offering, may you be well. In your own way, for the next few minutes, just using phrases, imagination, senses, whatever works. To feel this being, feel these phrases, feel this practice. So you may notice you have your own kind of pace and style of doing this practice and this way. It might be a bit too slow for you, so if you feel you want to move on at your own speed, feel invited to do that. I like to be quite slow, quite deliberate. Happy for you to find your own way. Next phrase, next sense I like to share with this being. That feeling of being safe, feeling of being peaceful where we are, the feeling we can let our guard down, let our armor down, whatever that means for you, a feeling of being at home in the body, at home among friends, at home in our place in the world. If that's something we naturally wish for, other beings that we feel a connection with. You feel safe. May you be safe. And again, you wish to, taking a moment to really feel into what it feels like when we feel I'm among friends, I'm comfortable here, safe here, welcomed here. Letting that sense, if it's imagined or remembered, let that fill the phrase with meaning and meaningfulness for you. Again, finding your own rhythm, how often you want to say the phrase, how often you want to pause and feel it. Being creative. Around this time, I like to just notice, sometimes the mind has wandered, but also sometimes that connection with that being, I'm calling to mind, remembering, imagining, started to lose a little bit of a sense of them. Just want to come in, connect, recall, remember, bring alive. Re-establish that connection, and with that also the feeling, I actually wish this being to be happy. And often I use a particular kind of happiness that I imagine they would enjoy, and it can be kind of peaceful happinesses where we just feel deeply okay. And we kinds of happinesses where we feel really bubbly with joy. And I want, this is the happiness that you would wish for yourself. May you be happy. May you feel happy. Again, using your own words, your own language, but also maybe something you can recollect or imagine in your own being, this feeling of this happiness. So the words have a meaning for you as you say them, express them, radiate them. May you be happy. May you receive this wish for your happiness. You may notice so far the phrases that we're wishing are quite conditioned, you know, wishing you well in the body. Sometimes the body's well, sometimes sickness comes. Sometimes the space we're in is safe, sometimes there's some dangers, some need for caution. And sometimes the conditions are there to be happy, at ease. And sometimes things are more troubling, more serious. But through it all can be this sense of being wide enough to be easeful. Whatever comes in life, may you be easeful. May you live with ease, with spaciousness, with calmness, with inner peace and sensitivity. May you live with ease. And again, perhaps we can feel how we have been spacious at times. Without losing sensitivity, without losing connection. Or we can imagine it. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. with the phrase now, just allowing this being to be released. Maybe just having a moment of feeling within ourselves, our own practice, our own breath and sounds in this moment. If the practice feels intense or too intense, maybe just relaxing the out-breath. Maybe there's a feeling of metta, feeling a sense of what we're cultivating, what we're tuning into in this moment. Maybe that can still flavor the mind's eye or the heart space or the energy of this body as we invite in someone with whom the connection is quite more neutral. So it could be just someone you've noticed on this retreat, or someone who you've noticed in your neighborhood, or somewhere in the world that someone you've noticed, but there isn't a strong connection, positively, negatively, any being at all, actually. Here is a being. See, can we open the heart to this being? Open our consciousness to hold them with kindness. How does it feel to open to this being as much as feels appropriate now? You may find you want to open more, whatever that might mean. Be more welcoming. Let's wish this being well. It would be great for us if they were well. May you be well. Healthy in the body, clear in the mind. Maybe we really feel it as we say it again. In your own rhythm with phrases. How intensely you want to feel it in your own being as you radiate it. To be well. May you be safe, feeling at home, feeling peaceful, feeling welcomed, allowed. Again, using phrases as often as is helpful, imbuing that meaning, that felt sense when I've been safe or welcome. May you feel safe. May you be happy. Understanding there's a range of happinesses available here. Maybe it's the kind of happiness you would enjoy. Offering to them, may you be happy. Whether that's joyful or peacefully happy. May you be happy. Your own words, in your own space and time, your own feeling. May you be happy. If you need to, returning to the image, the felt sense of this being, if it needs a little bit of energy and attention. May you live with ease, the ups and downs of your life. May you be met with ease. May you live with ease. Again, in your own time, just letting this being be released, opening. And releasing. Just checking in with how you're feeling here. Soothing, smoothing out if there's any tension. Let's just take a few minutes actually with ourselves in this field of metta, maybe. The felt sense of ourselves will be welcomed into the heart space. So that's us right now as we practice. And this being we find ourselves to be is also deserving of kindness and care. As much deserving as a dear friend or a more neutral relationship. Maybe it's the dear friend or the neutral being who's actually going to wish these phrases for us. We can imagine it that way. We could just try the stretch, if it's a stretch, of saying it ourselves. May I be well, healthy in body, clear in the mind. May I be well. May I feel safe, at home, peaceful. May I feel safe. May I feel happy. May I live with ease. It's time that we begin to open the field of the heart to include more and more beings. So maybe welcoming back in the dear friend and the neutral being. And a sense of this group here practicing together. We've also been bringing to mind dear beings, neutral beings and themselves. In this field of metta, be welcomed in, allowing the heart to expand just naturally to include all with care. And also including their dear being, their neutral being. And also including all the beings near to us, the animals, the insects, the humans that are living in this little bit of the neighborhood of the universe we occupy right now. May all these beings be well. Feel safe. Be happy, whatever way they can be happy, and live with ease. Also including all the beings around, all the beings we've already welcomed in, letting this space increase. And also expanding the local neighborhood more and more, wider and wider, across the landscapes and its diversity. People doing different activities and all kinds of beings on the earth, under the earth, in the sky, in the water, known and unknown, similar to us, seemingly different. May all the living beings in this range be well, be safe, be happy, and live with ease. If there's more room to expand across borders and boundaries, deeper into the oceans, to its very depths, over mountains and valleys, deserts, green fields, rich and poor, known and unknown, may all the living beings of this living planet, in all its miraculous forms, be well, be safe, living in peace and harmony. May all the living beings of this world be free. In every possible way. Thank you for your practice, as always. If you haven't had a group meeting yet, there will be the last of the group meetings after this, shortly. And if you would like a one-to-one interview, those are also available now via the notice board. So you can just go there. You may need to refresh the page. And they're there under updates. So if you feel it would be helpful for you to talk with Zara or myself at some point today or tomorrow, so far we've put up those availabilities, then feel free to add your name there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.